This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
The Live Thursday edition. We'll give you the phone numbers here in just a moment because you can call in, take part in the show. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And Conan, you and I both brought in a similar story. And whenever that happens, that's generally a sign that we should talk about it.
Well, they're not similar. Yes, thank you.
Bear with us.
Where's the echo? They're not similar. They are the same story, maybe from different sites. I'm over at abcnews.com.
Yeah, I have mine from UPI. That's why I said similar story, because I did not think that we had it from the same source.
Right.
The story that I have from UPI says a North Carolina man was arrested during a traffic stop when an officer discovered he had a warrant for, of all things, failing to return a VHS rental.
Wow.
VHS, for those of you youngins that are listening to the show, VHS is...
Is that a disease?
No. Not a disease. Well, it might be. But VHS is what people used before people used DVDs. So VHS was basically... I would say it's like a cassette tape that you watch on television, but people that I'm having to explain a VHS to probably don't know what a cassette tape is. Chris, how would you explain a VHS to somebody that has no clue what it is?
Oh, that's a great question. It is tape. It is magnetic tape that's been encoded with video and audio images, sort of like a DVD is encoded with audio and video images, but it's magnetic. It's very old school. They were maybe 6 inches long and 3 or 4 inches wide and about an inch thick. And you clump them into your player.
You don't have to brag about the size.
Uh-huh. It's all about the size.
I remember splicing them together.
Oh, yeah.
With masking tape, you know, whenever your VCR ate your tape.
Yeah.
Same thing with cassette tapes, the music cassettes.
That and a pencil.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I remember when I was in college nearly 20 years ago, having to splice together what was called reel-to-reel.
Mm-hmm.
So it was basically audio tape, but it was these big, giant, sort of cassette-looking thing, but it was just huge, like the size of a record.
Repairing, or you were actually editing in the style
of... We would have to edit.
Right, that's old-school editing right there.
Yeah, we would have to cut and splice edit of... tape.
You know, considering all the video that comes out of our area here that we're always producing, could you imagine if we were still operating?
Oh, it's insane.
No.
Like caveman, pretty much.
So I got to ask, I mean, is the modern day equivalent to this newer generation, guys, when you want to, like, share with a woman how you feel and you want to convey a message, do you put together... like a Spotify playlist and send it to them?
Ooh, good question. So,
because back in the day...
Yeah, what's that movie,
right,
the mix list guy?
Do people make a mixtape anymore?
Right. Yeah, we did a mixtape. It was like you recorded a bunch of songs on a cassette and you would hand it to them, and that would convey everything you felt.
You would record it off of the radio, so you would have to like sit there listening to the radio, and you'd hear the opening bit of music, and you'd be like, yep, that's it. And you'd hit record, and you would hope that the DJ would not talk over the beginning of the song.
Even better, you created this mixtape ahead of time, so you wrote all the song titles down, and then you would listen for them on the radio, and so you can get them in the right order. We're talking this, some convoluted skills that these youngins don't have to worry about any longer.
We might as well be speaking Aramaic, I think, at this point to half of our audience, but that's all right.
So anyways, 14 years.
Right. So the VHS that he had, the movie that he had, was one that I had forgotten even existed.
I think I probably did not watch it.
I don't think I ever saw it, but it was a movie called Freddy Got Fingered.
Oh, yeah. My God, that's a classic. Yeah, what do you mean you two haven't seen that?
Well, I know who's in it.
Tom Green.
Tom Green, who's a psycho.
Oh, yeah.
Or at least he acted one. He was kind of the Pee Wee Herman of his time.
This is kind of as offensive as he ever got in his career. Yeah. It's horrendous.
I highly recommend it. I know he's a very intelligent guy. He's a stand-up comedian, and he does I think he's doing music these days.
My God. So
the big question was, was he acting, or is that how he really was? Really crazy individual.
I don't know. We need to find Drew Barrymore. She used to be married to him, so she could tell us what he was really like.
All right, I'll get right on that.
Well, I was just going to say, Drew Barrymore, if you're listening, please call in tonight.
Yes, and you could call in 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Tom Green, through some method, found out about this, and now he's jumping on the tweet bandwagon, giving support to this individual. Daryl, tell us more about this guy and what actually happened to him.
Yeah, so his name is James Myers. He lives in Concord, North Carolina. Said he was pulled over Tuesday morning for a broken taillight while driving his daughter to school, and he soon noticed the officer was taking a long time to run his license.
Never a good feeling.
Myers said the officer returned to his car 25 minutes later.
Oh, God.
And asked him to step out of the car, sir. Myers told WSOC-TV, the officer said, "I don't know how to tell you this, but there's a warrant out for your arrest from 2002. Apparently, you rented the movie Freddy Got Fingered, and it never got returned." Myers added, "I thought he was joking." He said he vaguely remembered renting the Tom Green film from the now-defunct J&J Video in Kannapolis, North Carolina. Said he was allowed to take his daughter to school and then go to work on the promise that he'd turn himself in later in the day.
Oh, that was really nice of those debt collectors.
Yeah.
He said, "They're not focusing on the crimes I think they should be focusing on. That hour the cops sat there with me. The hour and a half I was down in the magistrate's office could have been spent somewhere else."
Correct.
So now what does this man have for having a video that's 14 years past due to a video rental shop that is no longer in business? He's got a misdemeanor charge of failure to return rental property, which has a fine of $200. How much does a VHS, if you go on eBay right now, Chris, Conan, one of you, please do this. Go on eBay right now. See if you can find a copy of Freddy Got Fingered. And tell me what the street value of this video is.
It's probably worth $2 on eBay.
I own the copy.
Minus shipping.
I could bring a copy in, and I will just say this, priceless.
What we don't get from this story is, what about all the back and forth? Did the guy, was there no, because I remember a story just recently, some dude got arrested for college debt that he just refused to pay. What the news article didn't go into depth in was there was a lot of back and forth, and he just plain out says, "No, I'm not paying you guys." And then 5 years later, 6 years later, whenever it was, the warrant finally found him. So, I mean, we're talking about a couple of dollars here.
Right, but we don't know. But how this guy could have just completely forgotten that he rented the movie 14 years ago.
But usually these merchants have to go through some hurdles before they can just...
Yeah.
Yeah, there's usually a couple of memos that are sent out saying, "Hey, look, you have a tape of ours. There's a late fee." And this
One would think so, but I remember reading a story a couple of years ago out of South Carolina where some woman wound up getting arrested because she had a video that was like 14, 15 years overdue. She did not even realize that she had rented whatever it was. She was like, "I vaguely remember having a membership at whatever this place was."
Yeah, it could have been one of her kids with her card.
Well, that place closed like a year after she last rented whatever. But she wound up moving, so she never got whatever notice from whoever it was.
Okay. I'm going to jump in here.
Go ahead.
The guy's absolutely at fault, and he gets everything he has coming to him. He had a private contract with a private company.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't like he had an overdue library book from a government-owned library that he's paying taxes for anyway. He entered into a contract. There was fine print. When he signed on to get his video rental card, he made an agreement. He broke it. Sorry, buddy.
Yep.
$200. Sorry.
Of course, where's the money? Where's that $200 fine going? Is it going to go to the defunct video store, or is it going to the state?
It's going to the state, and your calls can come to us, 855-450-3.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. the live Thursday night edition. We're talking about a guy that got arrested for something that I think is absolutely ridiculous. North Carolina man was driving his daughter to school a couple of days ago, gets pulled over because of a broken taillight. Police officer comes up, gets license, registration, the whole nine yards, goes back to his car, sits in his car for almost half an hour, and then comes up and says, "Excuse me, Mr. Myers, you need to step out of your vehicle." Then tells him, "Back in 2002, you rented the movie Freddy Got Fingered, and you never returned it."
By the way, 75 cents, three copies. Half.com. You can get that on VHS.
You can get three copies of Freddy Got Fingered for 75 cents. Mr. James Myers in Concord, North Carolina is being fined $200 for not returning property to a business that no longer exists. So even if he wanted to return the video that I'm guessing he probably lost nearly a decade ago, he would be unable to return the video. And now, Chris, I know you're taking the, hardline stance on this.
It's not hardline. It's simply he entered into a contract voluntarily.
And I am in agreement. This man owes.
And
he's gotten away with it.
He deserves to make the rightful owner whole.
Yep.
And paying $200 to some overpaid bureaucrat that's nothing more than a revenue collector does nothing to make the person whole.
Right.
And that is out there video of Freddy Got Fingered from 14 years ago.
And, I think he actually mentioned in the article that, you know, I spent all morning, you know, in this courtroom, this magistrate room, the officer was at least 25 minutes there looking him up.
Right.
And then writing the tickets. And now he's got to appear in court in a couple of months. I mean, just think, it's not just $200. I mean, we're talking about hours and hours and hours of conflict that's going to be resolved. Or maybe not. Maybe it's just going to be thrown out like this guy. I think it's going to be thrown out.
Well, this is a great headline, and it's a great story because it's, excuse me, it's Tom Green, and it is one of the great films of our time. But this happens every day. I mean, we shouldn't be surprised by police delivering a insane warrant for something that's just crazy for any of us to think of. It really, at the end of the day, does nothing to make the wronged party whole.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now it's just revenue generation for the state. And that's the real issue. And you're absolutely right, Daryl.
I'm wondering if they're even going to notify the previous owner of this tape store.
Right.
Let them know, oh, hey,
probably not.
By the way, you might be owed some money. We might have your $15.
We've got your $7 of late fees. Now, there is something else on here. Tom Green, who is the actor in the movie Freddy Got Fingered, posted a tweet that says, "I just saw this and I'm struggling to believe it's real." And he links over to a post from WSOC-TV there in North Carolina. And Green told the New York Daily News, "If it's $200, of course I'll pay it for him just for the principle of the thing."
Yeah, well, he's got money.
Right. He does have money, but this leads to a grander question.
Could you just throw this whole thing out right now? Say, hey, look, here's the money. Let's just all go home. And guys, get back to work.
That's not even the question. The question is, should people be allowed to pay someone else's debt on their behalf without their permission?
Without their permission? Can someone pay someone else's debt? Yes. Without their permission, I would say no.
For instance, you may recall Henry David Thoreau had a fine for something, and he refused to pay, and he set up to where he would go spend time in jail.
Right.
And he showed up in jail, and they said, "What are you doing here?" He said, "Well, I'm here. I'm turning myself in because I didn't pay the fine." And they said, "Oh, somebody paid that on your behalf."
Mm-hmm. And what did he do? What, went back home? Already said
he was
no.
Like, why'd they do that? Why'd you let them?
Yeah.
Right.
I would say no, and I'm thinking more maybe like a crazy kid who threw some rocks through some windows There's money owed. The parents go ahead and pay on behalf of the kid. Is that kind of the same? It's kind of the same question. Is that okay?
No, that's not the same question at all.
Or should the kid be made
because there's a huge difference between a child committing an act of vandalism and there being an actual harmed entity,
mm-hmm.
And someone saying, you owe the government money because you walked across the street when the sign said, don't walk. You owe us money.
If there's harm done, the victim is owed money. And I would say the person with the broken windows is owed money, but is it right for someone to pay for the child, or should the child suffer the consequences and actually learn a lesson from...
I think they should have to learn a lesson.
Right, but that child may not have a red cent.
Right.
And then
okay,
that turns out.
It's time to start mowing.
Right. I guess what my point is...
Go do labor for the person that you wronged.
I have no problem, but I think what we're getting at is these things, if we lived in a society that actually did not have courts and police to run to and things like that, how would we solve these things? And in this case, it would be the kid getting together with his parents, getting together with a guy whose window is broke. In this other case, it would be the guy who has the tape getting together with the gentleman who used to own the video rental store, who's still out that $7 or whatever he paid for it. And
no, this is when
Tom Green.
Actually, this is when you get Dog the Bounty Hunter involved, and you go slash the guy's tires or something. Or what does Dog do?
I don't know. He makes a reality show.
Isn't he one of your wrestlers that you like? The tight pant wrestlers?
No.
With a mask on?
Dog the Bounty Hunter is not a wrestler. He's a bounty hunter.
He's big enough to be one. No, I mean in previous life.
He was never a wrestler.
Okay. It's good to get that cleared up.
So this opens up an even
bigger
different
can of worms
question of debt forgiveness. So sure. Let me ask you the question, Chris, because you own a business right now.
I do.
And let's say instead of you selling items, you were renting things that are worth $4.19.
Sure.
Somebody rents something that's got a value of roughly $4.19, and they fail to bring it back. And, you know, a couple months go by, you try sending an email, but, you know, the email bounces back or whatever. You have no way of contacting this person.
Right.
In some indeterminate number of years, you're no longer in business. And
rest
then
in peace.
Several years later, the person that rented this $4.19 thing winds up getting pulled over for a broken taillight. You're still alive, but your business isn't. Have you basically forgiven that $4.19 debt at this point, or are you going to hold out, I'm still owed $4.19 from 14 years ago?
I think it would depend on how my business went away. If I just voluntarily shut down my business, then I'm probably not concerned about $4.19. If I had gone through a bankruptcy, then those debts may be payable. That debt may be payable to one of my creditors. That would be off the top of my head.
What do you think? Debt forgiveness, theft by deception, all of the above,
none of the cheek, Darryl,
of the above, 855-450-FREE or LRN.FM on Skype.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're talking about debt in a free society. Not a debt-free society, because I don't think that will ever exist. But in studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris, and Conan.
And we will go to your calls. The toll-free call-in line is 855-450-FREE. First up, we've got Glenn in Pennsylvania. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Good evening, gentlemen. At the top of the show, you were talking about outmoded audio-video technologies. I can remember going to the record store to purchase my copy of the Singing Dogs Bark Jingle Bells on 45 RPM.
Nice. On 45.
Is that sitting right next to the Chipmunk soundtrack, Christmas soundtrack?
And that's way later. Well, maybe not the original. But no, but it's up there with... Brett's Baby I'ma Want You and Donny Osmond's Down by the Lazy River.
Nice.
But man.
Long time ago, me and Conan were probably just tiny little tots at that point.
Or maybe even glints in someone's eye.
I was probably 35.
And let's not forget that Beethoven electronic Moog synthesizer thing called Joy. But anyway, just thought I'd give away my age. About the rental thing, J&J, they went out of business because they didn't have any videos to rent because nobody was returning them.
Is that actually why they went out of business?
I have no idea. I just
okay.
I mean, it punctuated their hardliner's point a little bit. you know, and But, you know, this thing about paying a debt for someone with or without consent, actually, you kind of stumbled upon a huge and ancient theological debate on that one, because that's part of the argument between John Calvin and Jacobus Arminius about predestination, whether people, you know, whether God would allow Christ to suffer for the sins of those who would ultimately not be redeemed, which is a waste of suffering, see. So that's actually, I kind of chuckled when he said that, because, you know, that the theologians kicked that one around, you know, as to whether or not, you know, Christ died for everyone or just for those who would be redeemed and all that kind of
right.
stuff. But anyway, I'm sure most people don't have an interest in that, but from my background, that's interesting.
Well, and I also think it's interesting that you do bring that up, because we are entering Good Friday is coming up, and then Easter is coming up. So,
how apropos. Yes, I didn't even realize. Mm. Thank you. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it sort of seems to fit that that theme would be brought up during Holy Week. Glenn, anything else to bring up?
No, nothing. There's foreknowledge and predestination. That was it. And
all right.
And old records. All right.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you very much, Glenn.
All right, Daryl, what about, because, I mean, we're probably going to see it in the next couple of years. There's going to be a huge forgiveness of student debt in this country. It's almost assuredly coming. You're going to have a bunch of knucklehead kids who went and got degrees, you know, liberal arts degrees that aren't going to ever get them a job.
Right.
Because they were taught that they need to go to college in order to get a good job. Doesn't matter what you get, as long as you get a degree and it's college.
Well, to be fair, there'll be a lot of people that got really good degrees, but the supply will be of people with those degrees will be so high that they still won't be able to get a job either.
Right. And and at the end of the day, the people who are going to be paying and forgiving all this loans are the people who, in fact, are able to get a job and work in this country. There you go. You're going to, I mean, a bunch of people who made bad decisions are going to be forgiven. They're not going to learn their lesson. And then now we're going to have 30, 40, 50 year olds, you know, in the next couple of decades who made bad decisions in their lives, never suffered the consequences. And so in fact, never learned how to not be idiots. And they're going to continue to be idiots.
Right. And You're talking about something that's totally different than what I was mentioning. I was talking about private debt forgiveness, mm-hmm. not government forgiving debt on behalf of, you know, a bunch of people that basically the government wound up forcing to borrow money from the government.
And right, and I would say that those types of debt forgiveness is through private donation. Usually, the two parties will get together, and the party who made the mistake and needed the money is going to get together with the donator and is going to understand and is going to, you know, otherwise if it's just coming from a third party and they don't even know who it is, it's not meaningful. But they'll pick up the picture. They will understand that, hey, this guy did a favor for me. I'm in his debt now. He saved my life, and so now he owns my life, kind of a Chinese proverb kind of
thing. That person's going to be the government.
Well, in this case, in the debt forgiveness, it will be the government. But if say, you bailed me out.
Oh, yeah.
I would owe you now.
Absolutely.
And you would understand that, and I would understand that. And so I would feel the impact.
But there's also the concept of just doing random, anonymous, nice things for people without them ever knowing who it is.
Yeah, that's like
for the sake of being a nice person. Yeah, so, like, go to Starbucks.
That's like giving the bum on the street a dollar. You are enabling that individual's bad habits, and you are not helping
buy somebody coffee.
So go to Starbucks after you place your order.
I'll never
hand
go
them
to
an
Starbucks.
Extra $5 and say, "Knock this off of the next person that comes in line." You're not enabling somebody's bad decision. You're helping somebody have a nice day.
I'm talking about
and
giving.
Speaking
I'm,
of I'm, having a nice day,
I'm talking about giving
we've
the bum a dollar.
We've got a Canadian on the line.
I'm talking
Canadians
about giving the bum a dollar, not
nice.
Starbucks. Starbucks is all right.
Drew,
no, it's not.
Yell at Conan for me.
I'll yell at him.
No, you guys were looking to speak to Drew Barrymore. I thought I'd be the next best thing.
No, you are Canadian, so you've got that going for you. And the first name, Drew.
That's, no, actually, I just said that just so that you guys are looking for Drew.
Uh-huh.
I figured if you're looking for Drew, I'll be Drew for the moment. Cause it's
okay, close
have,
enough. We'll role play.
Like
what's on your mind?
Okay. I just wanted to talk about that. I mean, I wish people would wake up to what's going on. I mean, the fact that a bunch of people got over $1 million in tickets when they were snowed in the middle of Washington during that big storm. I mean, people are like, they should realize that the costs are just, you know, it's just like one. I didn't hear which one of you has said it. It's just, they're just a bunch of debt collectors for the government.
And yeah,
revenue collectors. Yep. Yeah, I hope every one of those snowed in tickets takes it to court. I hope they flood the crap out of that court system. They're probably not. Probably most of them have been paid already. But yeah, I mean, it's just it's outrageous.
Yeah.
Yeah, and don't listen to the other guy. He wasn't Canadian, so it's okay. Us Canadians, we appreciate you guys.
We're so close. I mean, we might as well just kind of be Canadian these days.
Kind of like there.
Well, we
doesn't
do.
Even need to be a border.
No,
we're all Canadians now,
we're
I guess.
It's just
we're
right
not
there.
Building walls, we're building love.
Yes. And
I appreciate you guys.
Right over
Thank
the,
you very
right
much
over the marijuana weed wall that's being grown in the far woods of New Hampshire.
Okay, so Drew brought up a good point. The people that wound up getting tickets during that blizzard where they were basically snowed in, they couldn't move their cars, and police came through and just ticketed a bunch of people. Would you say it's enabling a bad decision for some generous person to say, you know what, everybody that got a ticket in Washington, D.C. during this particular weekend, I will pay that ticket? Is that enabling bad decisions, or is that trying to be nice to another human being?
It's being nice to the people who are victimized, but it is not putting it to the state. If every one of those individuals takes that to court, the job will be done and the state will be hurt in the long run. So yes, they are enabling the state in that situation.
Never mind, he just made my point. And that's exactly my answer. You are enabling the bad behavior of the state.
Right. And I don't think anybody should ever do that willfully or knowingly. And we now go back to the phones. We've got, I believe it's Cheryl calling in from Florida. Cheryl, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. I got a new subject. Your listeners might want to probably get in to talk about, but the situation that's happening right now in Brussels, Belgium, I honestly really think that a lot of people are very, well, probably numb from the shock of it, first of all.
All right, hold your thought, Cheryl. Hold your thought. We will be right back with Cheryl and, of course, your calls. 855-450-FREE. And we're also on Skype. Username is lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-quarter clearance sale. 100 million square feet of top-quality flooring is priced to move. Get incredible deals on 60 styles of North American and European laminate, including the look of oak, maple, or cherry for under $1. 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. Save $2 a square foot on beautiful Bellawood 3/4-inch solid Brazilian cherry. And get pre-finished solid bamboo from $149. Plus wood-look tile, vinyl plank, and more from 69 cents. And pay no interest until 2018. The end-of-quarter clearance sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with a Ladybug steam vapor system. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. And we're on Skype. Username is LRN.FM. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris, and Conan.
And I believe both of you guys use Purse. I know I do. And I wind up saving 20, 30, 40% or more on things that I buy from Amazon when I go to saveatpurse.com. Now, the catch, if you will, is that you have to use Bitcoin. I prefer to think of it as I get to use Bitcoin. But
the
some
benefit
people,
of it is I get to use Bitcoin.
Some people look at it as, oh, okay, so that's the catch. But you go to Bitcoin.com, learn more about Bitcoin, open up a wallet, go to saveatpurse.com, and when you sign up through Save at Purse, Free Talk Live does get a small referral fee. And you save on things that you're going to buy anyway. I was just looking at my Purse account yesterday. I've completed 22 transactions, and I've saved over $220. So I'm averaging $10 savings, and I'm not doing huge purchases. I'm doing like $50, $60 purchases whenever I make a purchase, and I'm saving about $10 each time. So go, start saving when you save at Purse.com. Back to the phones. Cheryl calling in from Florida. You're back on Free Talk Live. Continue with your thoughts.
Yeah, on Belgium there, with the situation that's happening in the past 24 hours, I think a lot of your people that listen to your radio station would be a good subject to talk about because it makes the world a little bit more aware, but at the same time, there's good and bad sides of all religions, and I'm not trying to get into the religious factor or anything, but if you really, because I didn't understand what Muslim was, and I've been researching a lot of different past history and religions for other different situations that I had to deal with, but a lot of people don't understand what Muslim's about, I guess, and so the fear factor is really higher than normal than with other religions. And basically it boils down to a holy war. And people don't realize the Holy War developed way back before they knew there was a Holy War with these Muslims. And it's the beginning of time. And I think the government has overlooked a little bit about the different clues that are set forth, not only in public, in private, and what they're going after currently, but a lot of things that they've kind of overlooked that I think are...
Hold on. What clues do you think were left that are being overlooked?
Well, they don't take seriously a lot of the conspiracy theories until they happen.
Such as?
And such as the Illuminati cards.
I'll tell you, Cheryl.
And I don't know if people know about them or what they're about or anything, but it was a card game that was developed in the early 70s. And it was a playing card game that supposedly kids played with. But on there...
He's talking about the Illuminati playing card card game.
Never heard of it.
Right, right. Well, if you guys look it up and look it up on the web, it's very easily rampant to look into. You can not only find it on the web, but you can find it on YouTube and many other factors. You can Google search it. It's all over the web.
You can find out anything through a Google search. It doesn't mean that it's going to be true.
Well, let me. You said one thing about the government's not acting on some of the clues that are being handed to them. I would say, as far as our government is concerned, and probably some other big governments, the situation globally is exactly what they want it to be, and that is, especially with the immigrants, the migrants coming from these countries that have been bombed into oblivion, and now they're invading, all of Europe, and they're probably on their way here. You know, that's exactly what they wanted to happen. They want this type of chaos because it feeds the military-industrial complex. It is more votes for politicians. You know, it's and for those who are believers of the PC movement, you know, this is fallen right into their trays, where now everyone has to agree with all religions, whether they like them or not. I think this is exactly what they want to happen.
And it does perpetuate.
You are correct. You are correct. You are correct because here's the situation. Okay, they've caught the government of Russia there. Putin caught and actually told him in a press conference that Mr. O there basically gave him funds, about $52 billion, to Syria to actually train all the fighters over there with to fight against ISIS, when they actually dropped many types of different pieces of military equipment and ammunition and so on and so forth there that they're currently using now or have gone through and already used.
Right, right. So you've got the U.S. government that's funding this group that they're saying we need to go fight against. Cheryl, thank you for the call.
Right. The true intent of that is to get rid of Assad because you have a country that isn't going along with the U.S. and all the puppet masters. And you got Turkey, who is buying oil from ISIS. You know, and it's a whole cluster. And here we are in the States worrying about which master is going to lead us, take over us, you know, and no one's actually looking and seeing what's actually happening where the money is actually going.
Right, and nobody is actually looking to see that the group calling itself the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria is made up of people that are not actually Muslims. If you look at a lot of the stuff, there's photos to where they're doing their daily prayer, and you've got people facing in opposite directions.
Well,
if you're a Muslim, you know where Mecca is. You don't get confused, and if you are confused, you're off by like a degree, not 90 to 130 degrees like I've seen in these pictures.
I read some explanation for that, and it was...
They were going the long route.
It depends on what you where you believe the closest route to Mecca is, something like that.
So I don't even know how we can. This is where I disagree with Cheryl a little bit. I don't know how we can look at this stuff and say it's a conspiracy theory because it is a conspiracy, but it's certainly no theory. The U.S.'s foreign policy has been this way since the early part of the 20th century. Well, really,
entangling affairs with other nations has been pretty much since the beginning.
We were a lot better off during the 1800s than we were during the 1900s. And once we hit the progressive era, then this became our foreign policy. And we've had people going...
I would say before the progressive era.
Okay, fair enough, but it really ramped
up. Since the Spanish-American War, taking over Hawaii and the Spanish-American War in the 1890s.
I'm going to round it off to the nearest year that starts with 00. But that is the point, is that this is no longer something that Ike had to warn us about, or that we've heard, you know, Ron Paul talk about blowback and things like that. That is just how the world works. I strongly recommend the book Confessions of an Economic Hitman, if you guys haven't read it. Very good. But it really does talk about this stuff at its core, how we perpetually destabilize the planet so we can throw in money that goes towards large corporations through our government, and... it just maintains this.
It's called rubbleizing.
Yeah, I just can't imagine referring to this stuff as conspiracy theory anymore.
Yeah, this is not theory. This is actually happening every single day. And like I said, most people, they'll hear it and they'll even acknowledge that it's not a theory. But then they're more worried about whether Trump or Bernie is going to be in charge at the end of the day. And that's what, because these guys are going to, help, and they're going to make America great again.
Exactly, and this is where I really appreciate the John Stossel piece that's floating around on Facebook lately, where he talks about sort of the magic of politics, where you believe that if you know, Bernie Sanders is elected, he can instantly make the world wonderful and unicorns will fly around and all that
good
stuff.
And free ponies.
Or that Donald Trump is going to make America great again. But again, that isn't how this works. The powers that are at play are going to perpetuate this regardless of who sits there.
Yeah, and you know the whole fear thing, that's how people that want power get power, is to get people to be afraid. And Chris, I know you're scared, and you can't defend yourself. You can't take care of yourself. That's why you need me. I'm reminded of the scene from the movie V for Vendetta, where the guy says, I want it plastered on every billboard, run in every newspaper, repeated on every radio show and every television program. I need you to remind them why they need us.
Right, and yes. You said power, and it's not necessarily wanting more power. It's wanting more funding. It's all about the money. So how do we get
it's
more...
It's all about power.
How do we get... Well, having more power is going to get you more money, but it's... How do we make our department bigger, stronger, more effective at getting more money? We're scared the crap out of these people.
Fear is at the center of it all.
This is true.
Are you afraid? Don't be afraid to call. We don't bite hard at first. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live, and of course, LRN.FM on Skype.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885.
or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issue, and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.